So what happens when the future feels less like something you discover and more like, well, like something already written down?
Yeah, it's a really unsettling thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's kind of the territory we're exploring today. We've got this really strange case file here. It's the story of Daniel Grover.
Right, Daniel Grover and those tapes he found back in, was it March 73, at Hollow Creek Sanatorium over in Illinois.
Exactly. And to figure this out, we're looking at bits from the actual Daniel Grover tapes, which, I mean, the name itself is chilling, but also drawing on some analysis, frameworks from fictional narrative analysis and theories and conclusions to sort of unpack it all.
Okay, so picture this. Daniel, he's an archivist, just doing his job, and he stumbles across this hidden box, room 9, behind a bookshelf.
Hidden away. Okay.
Yeah. And inside, 12 tapes. They're just labeled before. But these aren't like old recordings of things that happen. They predict things yet to happen.
Whoa, okay. Predictions like what?
Really specific things, even grimly, the deaths of some of the sanatorium staff.
Okay, that's more than just unsettling. It's specific future events.
Precisely. But then you get to take number 5. And this is where it goes from just generally creepy to deeply personal and terrifying for Daniel.
How so? What's on tape 5?
It describes him, his actions that very day, like how he got to the archives and what he was wearing.
No way. It knew what he was wearing.
Even his reaction, his surprise when he finds this locked war door, it's incredibly detailed.
Okay, my mind is kind of blown already.
And then the voice on the tape says this line right to him, essentially. You're stuck in the loop, but there's still one chance.
Stuck in the loop, one chance. Wow, what does he do?
Well, that just completely unravels him. He stops sleeping. He starts recording everything he does, trying desperately to find some way to deviate, to do something the tape didn't predict.
Okay, let's really dig into that tape 5 then. The tape predicting its own
Yeah,
discovery.
that's
That's the
exactly.
crux of it, isn't it?
It really is. It throws up this huge question immediately. Was Daniel trying to change his fate, or were all his attempts to change things actually part of the prediction?
Part of the loop itself, yeah. Was he actually fighting the script or just, acting out the next scene without realizing it?
It's a classic free will versus predestination problem, but made terrifyingly immediate.
And what about that line, there's still one chance? What do we make of that?
That's so ambiguous, right? It offers this glimmer of hope, this possibility of agency. But given the context, is it genuine?
Or just another layer of manipulation.
Exactly. Is it a real escape route or just
Narrative.
like a narrative device within the loop itself to keep him hooked, to keep him moving along the path?
It feels designed to provoke a reaction, maybe the exact reaction he had.
It certainly seems that way. What kind of chance could it even be if the tape already knows so much? It's a real puzzle.
So Daniel tries to seize that chance, presumably. He makes conscious choices to deviate.
Yes, that's the next key thing. He
Yeah.
specifically says in his own recordings that he chose not to go to room 6.
Okay, so a clear decision. The tape says, go left, I'm going right. That kind of thing.
Pretty much. He's trying to break the sequence, defy the prediction, a direct act of, asserting his will against this recorded fate.
But it doesn't work out like that, does it? There's that final recording of his.
No, it gets even worse. His last known recording is just chilling. He whispers, sounding totally defeated, I broke the sequence. I didn't go to room 6.
Right, he thinks he succeeded.
But the tape already knows.
Oh, God. The tape already knows. What does that even mean?
It's horrifying. Does it mean the prophecy isn't fixed? That it adapts? Like it's aware?
Or was his deviation just another predicted step? Maybe the tape for not going to room 6 was the next one in the box.
That's another terrifying possibility, that his attempt to break free was always accounted for. The phrase already knows suggests this, like almost conscious awareness from the tapes or whatever is behind them.
And just when you think it can't get any creepier, the audio on his recording.
Yeah, the end is, it's deeply disturbing. The sound distorts, like everything's breaking down.
And then silence, right? But not quite silence.
No. You hear this faint, childlike laugh.
A kid laughing in that context.
Incredibly sinister. It's so out of place, it makes your skin crawl. And then the whisper comes through.
What does the whisper say?
You didn't break anything, Daniel. You just sped it up.
Sped it up. So, trying to break the sequence actually hastened whatever was coming.
That's the horrifying implication. The laugh, the whisper, they feel mocking, dismissive of his entire struggle, like some entity was just watching him run around in the maze.
Who or what is laughing and whispering? It implies something. Watching. Maybe enjoying it.
A malevolent force, perhaps.
Yeah.
Something that isn't just predicting, but maybe orchestrating. The source material doesn't say, but it definitely leans into that feeling.
So this idea of the loop needs a closer look. It's not just about prediction, it's about being trapped, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it. The tapes paint this picture where events just unfold. They seem inevitable. Yet Daniel, from his perspective, feels like he's making choices.
Right. He experiences choice, even if the outcome is fixed. So is it just a straight line he saw a bit of? Or is it genuinely cyclical? Are people trapped in these repeating patterns?
And they think they're choosing their path each time. But it's the same path. It really makes you question, you know, what choice even means in this context.
And it circles back to that one chance. If his deviation was already part of the script, maybe even accelerated things.
Then was the chance ever real? Or was it just bait?
Bait to ensure he played his part, maybe? False hope to keep the loop spinning?
It seems plausible within this narrative. His fight for freedom might have been the very mechanism that ensured the prophecy's fulfillment. An ironic, tragic twist.
And throughout all this, the voices on those original tapes.
Who were they?
Total mystery. How did they know such precise details about the future?
Yeah, the source of that knowledge is maybe the biggest unknown. The narrative doesn't spell it out. No, it leaves you wondering, are they beings outside of time? Are they manipulating things? Was Holly Creek itself some kind of focal point for something strange?
It forces you to speculate on things beyond normal understanding, doesn't it?
Definitely. So when you step back, Daniel Grover's story is just this incredibly stark look at fate versus free will.
The predictions were spot on. His struggle seemed real, but ultimately useless. And that ending.
That final whisper is brutal. It leaves you with this profound sense of unease. Was he ever really in control? Or just a puppet?
Making you question if agency, you know, the idea we have free will is just an illusion in this kind of scenario.
And maybe the most chilling takeaway, building on that whisper.
You just sped it up.
Right. It implies the sequence ended for Daniel, but the loop, maybe that continues.
Oh, that's a dark thought.
Yeah. That this terrifying script, this pattern, might just be waiting for the next person. Someone else walking around right now, completely unaware that their steps are already written down, waiting to unfold.